Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, at this time tomorrow, right around 7:30, 6:30 Central, Freak Show Friday. That's where the weird people come out. Maybe you're one of those people and you want to be on for a future episode. Hey, hit us up in our DMs on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. Group therapy, you can get on it a couple of ways. Calling in at 833-563-2539. You can also slide into our DMs, and that's Radio Now AM Show. This morning, well, one option is, of course, being anonymous, and that's who we're talking to. Anonymous, why are we talking to you today for group therapy?
So I was deployed not too long ago, and I came home, and I found out that my wife is pregnant by another man.
Dang, dude, that is like one of the worst things you can hear of, and I've heard stories of that. I never served. Thank you for your service, but my friend Andrew served and some other guys, and yeah, it's like, how can you cheat on me while I'm out there like thousands of miles away protecting you and the whole country?
So you find out she's pregnant. Did you know she was stepping out on you before?
I kind of had a feeling while I was gone that she was cheating, but I didn't really know. I wasn't going to go through all of her stuff, you know, and check, because I trusted her. And then when I got home, the guy messaged me and said, well, your girl hasn't always been faithful.
He messaged you, like, on what front? Like, on Instagram
or
Facebook?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then he was like, your girl wasn't always faithful to you while you were gone. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And then he blocked me and didn't message me. And then I brought it up to her, and then she admitted to having the affair.
Well, I guess you would have to admit it because, I mean, if she got pregnant, like, I guess you can't really hide that, huh?
No.
So then what is your big dilemma? You know, obviously it seems like she cheated. So what's your dilemma?
I mean, I love her to death. We have two other kids together. I haven't always been perfect either. I've made my own mistakes.
Not to try to dredge them up, but have you also cheated? Kind of like tit for tat?
I have. I did. It doesn't make up for it, but it was when I was a little bit younger. We've been together for almost 7 years.
That's a long time. Okay.
So, does she feel, like, justified in that, okay, you did this to me and I did this to you, so now we're kind of, like, even?
Right. Well, I mean, she hasn't said that, but, I mean, that's how I kind of feel about it. It's like a... But, I never got anybody else pregnant.
Well, that doesn't really matter. I mean, that's just a consequence of the actions.
I know.
Because that could have happened when you stepped out, obviously, too.
So I guess there's a lot going on here, Anonymous, and we're trying to obviously help you out or get you an answer. What is the, if you could boil it down to one question or one thing that you're kind of struggling with, what would that be?
Do I leave her? Do I divorce her because she got pregnant while she cheated on me? Or do I suck it up and say things happen and raise that baby like it's mine? It's a hard decision.
Man, that is a tough one. 833-563-2539. Obviously, opinions are great, but I think the biggest thing that might help Anonymous out is if you've been in that position. I'm not saying you had to necessarily serve our country, but where your person cheated on you. You had a baby brought into it, and maybe you already had kids before, too. That's a big thing. I totally get what you're saying, where you don't want to get a divorce because you're thinking of your kids. Obviously, you care about your kids, but with your current girl, do you really love her? Like, are you able to get past this yourself?
Well, see, I've already got past it, I think.
I think you still love her. If you're questioning it, and plus I don't think you can cheat on someone and then when they do the same thing to you, be like, well, that's it.
No, exactly. So I for one, know things happen.
Man, now I kind of feel like I was going to say leave because you need to be happy, but now it sounds like you kind of still have a thing for her, so maybe you should stay with her.
Well, I am happy. I mean, I'll tell you, one thing that motivates me, Joe, is being able to see my kids every single day. You know, most parents that are separated, they only get to see their kids maybe 2-3 days out of the week. I don't think I could really handle that. I love waking up to my kids. I love going to sleep with my kids around me. And I love her, too. Don't get me wrong. I love her with everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense. Well, listen, Anonymous, we know you got to go, but we will make sure we podcast this so you can check it out later. But 833-563-2539. We'll throw this up on Facebook, too, to search for Radio Now. What would you tell Anonymous to do? It kind of sounds like you're leaning towards staying, which I think is not a terrible thing either, but you definitely have to want to be with this person in the long haul. You shouldn't just do it just for the kids, because then their kids are going to see how you're resentful and unhappy. At least my opinion, but what do I know? 833-563-2539. We'll take your calls next here for group therapy on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. therapy today has got so many twists and turns, and I don't know. I thought I had an answer, Mackenzie, for Anonymous, because the gentleman that we talked to had to go, but he didn't want to give out his name. But pretty much, I guess, way back in the day, we found out after the fact, the plot twist, he had cheated on his girl. Well, he also served in the military, went overseas. Just before he came back, got a message, hey, your girlfriend may not be being faithful to you. Come to find out she's pregnant, so it's not his kid. They already have kids. And he's like, do I leave? Do I stay? And, I mean, it's just, I don't have an answer.
We're so thankful for his service. And this happens more often than not when someone is deployed and they come back and things are not as they left them.
Yeah. And we're wondering at 833-563-2539, what, I guess, advice or support would you give to Anonymous this morning? Let's kick things off with V. Hi, V. Thank you for calling in. What did you want to say?
Hi, good morning, Joe. I just wanted to say I'm a first-time listener calling out of Houston.
Yeah, now what do you think about the situation with the guy then? Like, do you think he needs to stay with the girl, or does a right make a wrong? What would you do?
Well, honestly, I feel for both of them, because at the end of the day, you know, we're human, you know, and a lot of times people don't get over, you know, pain. So it seems like they have this cycle going on, him and her. Hopefully, you know, they're at the end of that. But what I will say is you just have to live in your truth. You know, if that's something he cannot get past, then you're just going to have to, you know, as hard as it may be, you have to move forward. Because at the end of the day, you're just going to be miserable. Resentment is going to start to grow. And we try to think as adults that, oh, we can control it. The kids don't see nothing. They don't know what's going on. But that's not the case.
Yeah, I mean, V, I think you're right. I think they can pick up on that. Mackenzie, can you even notice, like, with a nine-year-old that, whatever it might be, like, they're very observant. They can feel things.
Oh, absolutely. They're sponges, and they know way more than they lead on.
All right, let's go to Jim this morning. Hey, Jim, thank you for calling in for group therapy. What would you tell Anonymous to do?
I actually went through the exact same situation that he did. I'm a combat vet myself.
Thank you for your service,
yes.
Jim.
If he truly, truly loves this woman, it's time to forgive and try to forget. I know it's hard, but if you truly, truly love the person you're with and love the people you're around, make it work, because if you don't, you'll end up like me and you will regret it.
So wait, you weren't able to get through that? Like, did you get divorced then, Jim?
I did.
Okay.
And you regret that?
I do, every day.
Wow.
Are you the one who filed for divorce?
It was a mutual agreement, but it was every single day for the last 3 years I've regretted it.
Aww.
Jim, man, I can't even imagine what that's like, but I got to tell you, seriously, the whole point of group therapy is to help people out. And I know that your pain you're going through sucks, but you did maybe hopefully help out Anonymous by hearing that. So thank you for picking up the phone and doing that.
Absolutely.
All right, you have a great day, Jim. That's just... That's
it's
tough
not
to
a
hear.
Decision to take lightly. However, when he was saying, you know, I want to stay, I think he sounded as though he still really loves her.
It's
but
like
when
he wants
just
us to talk him out of it almost.
He was just like, but I just want to see kids every day. And I 100,000% I agree with that. But at the same token, it's like, okay, but is that reason? I mean, a lot of people do stay purely for the kids, and I get that. But I just hate you to look back, you know, 20 years later and be like, okay, well, now I'm ready to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you bring up a good point, Mackenzie. Ian, hey, thank you for calling in this morning for group therapy. What do you want to say?
So just to tag along to what the last guy said, Jim, I'm a combat veteran myself. I did 3 tours in Afghanistan.
Thank you so much for your service.
I was in the Marines. My very first tour, the exact same thing happened with my fiance. And, you know, I completely walked away from that. Mind you, it's a different situation compared to what I'm in now. Now I'm married. I have 4 kids. You know, fast forward to now.
Wow.
If I went through that situation now with my wife, it would be a tough pill to swallow. But, you know I picked her for a reason. And being a service member, finding someone that could stick around in that lifestyle and definitely, like you know, just stick with you for the long haul, that's kind of tough to find. And what I would do, what I would suggest is, if that kid is going to be born, you know, just keep the guy out of it, you know?
No, I think it's a good point.
Why do you think this is so prevalent? Do you think that the ones left at home are just lonely?
I think that's very common, one, and there's also, like, a hidden force at play.
I think Ian's phone's cutting out. But Ian, thank you for calling in, and thank you for your service, man. We appreciate it. 833-563-2539.
I think a reason why this happens is because a lot of people value themselves on the validation of other people. And if you're away from your significant other and you don't have that constant validation, you're going to seek it from other people. And that might be other men or other women, which leads into cheating.
Let's talk to Kate. Hey, Kate, thank you for calling in for group therapy. You've heard everybody else. What would you tell Anonymous to do?
Personally, I think they both need to leave. I mean, if you're cheating on somebody and then they cheat on you and tit for tatting, when is that going to stop? And second of all, I mean, you just can't keep the guy out of it. That's his baby that's coming along, so he's going to be in the picture. And as soon as that baby's born, he's going to be there. So yeah. It's at a time where, like, you really need to think about that, too.
Those are some great points, Kate. Let's wrap things up with Keenan here for group therapy. Thanks, Keenan, for calling in. What do you want to say?
Man, I think, you know, I was always taught, man, growing up that, you know, if this case ever comes about, you have children, you know, you never stay for the kids. But, you know, personally, now that I have two children, I think children are the best reason to stay, you know, and it's definitely a tough pill to swallow. It's way easier said than done. But, you know, if you got that love in your heart and you see the sacrifice being able to be made for the impact that you're going to have on your children, you know, then I'll say that's worth it.
Keenan, man, thank you.
Yeah, I understand what he says. I just don't, a lot of people do stay for the kids, and it's a war zone at home, and there is no love. And so I feel like the biggest example that someone can give to their children is the way they love their significant other. And if there's not love there and there's not respect and everybody's miserable, why? I don't understand. I feel like it's a brave thing to do to go show a happy, healthy relationship. And it's not selfish to want to be happy yourself and fulfilled, because your child is going to see that and say yes, and that's what they want. I mean, honestly, this is the thing. It's not a dress rehearsal. This is your one shot at life. You deserve to be happy just like everyone else does. And when you're happy and fulfilled, your cup is filled so you can be the best mom, the best sister, the best friend, the best significant other.
Those are some great points. And thank you for sharing that too in your experience. Hopefully, I think today actually was a good group therapy. Like, where
we
actually
just went so deep.
No, but I feel like we actually made a difference. This might be the first time we've maybe gotten some good answers.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being a part of this. We're throwing this up on our Facebook page too. If it's not already there, it will be in a second. And let Anonymous know what you would do in that situation. We really appreciate it. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.